Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The summer is a time to peel off some of our layers of clothes and enjoy some sun. Well, that is if you're not living with the skin condition psoriasis. According to new research, 66% of UK psoriasis sufferers avoid even going to the beach. So what causes psoriasis and can we do anything to ease the symptoms? Joining me now are Dr. Dawn Harper from Channel 4's Embarrassing Bodies and also actor and writer and psoriasis sufferer Toby Haydock. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Now, thanks for joining us. And first of all, Dr. Harper, what is psoriasis?
Right, psoriasis is a chronic skin condition. We know that it involves our immune system in some way, but we don't know exactly what causes it. There's definitely a genetic component for many people. So many people will say that they've got a relative who also has the condition. And often it is flared or triggered by a stress, and that can be an emotional stress or a physical stress. So it could be losing a job, a relationship breakdown, a serious illness, an accident, or even an operation might trigger a flare-up. We don't as yet have a cure, and that's partly because we don't fully understand exactly what's causing it. And if you look at medicine in general, when we find out what causes a problem, that's the kind of the first step to finding a cure. But what we can do is manage this condition. And you've just brought up a statistic there of you know, almost two-thirds of British people with psoriasis will be avoiding the beach in this lovely weather. This is a huge survey, though, not just involving the UK. It was funded by Novartis. 31 different countries, thousands of people with psoriasis answering questions. And it makes, actually, Simon, for some pretty sad reading. 78% of people here in the UK with psoriasis, for example, say that they have felt humiliated by other people because of their condition. 41% say that people can assume that they are contagious and withdraw from them. And it's easy when you start to look at these figures to understand that this is not just a skin condition. This is a condition that really can have a major impact on someone's social and emotional well-being.
And it seems to look as if it can actually affect relationships badly as well.
Absolutely. Yep. The survey also looked into the fact that nearly one in five people said that they had avoided sex altogether because of their skin condition. A lot more people avoiding any kind of intimacy. Some people saying they've had to quit their job as a result of their psoriasis. So there are really, you know, significant knock-on effects of a condition that we really can help and we can manage much better than a lot of people are putting up with.
Toby, how has it affected your life?
Well, it's been a sort of constant companion for now 30 years or so. I mean, I'm much better now in the sense that because I've been involved in various campaigns and had some very good treatment thanks to the NHS, I lucked out by getting a particularly good consultant. I now have a much better understanding of the condition, and I think once you understand something, not just in terms of treatment if you're a doctor treating a patient, but if you're a patient living with something, I think if you can understand something, you can sort of battle it psychologically. And the psychological impact, as Dr. Harper said, shouldn't be underestimated. And in fact, it's a very clever condition because it actually feeds itself through that. So if you don't go out in the sun, actually going out in the sun can be better for your skin anyway in terms of psoriasis. So if you don't go out in the sun, you're not doing yourself any favours, but it's understandable why you wouldn't. Actually, a lot of psoriasis sufferers self-medicate with alcohol and tobacco, and those two things, if they lower your general health, you're also going to be more prone to it. It is stress-related, and yet the very act of having it puts you under emotional and physical stress. So that propagates it as well. So it's a very clever condition that sort of sows the seeds for its own fruition. And it can be, it's physically painful at its worst. I mean, when I remember having an outbreak where it came out everywhere and I felt like I'd been stung by 1,000 bees. I mean, so at its worst, you know, and it's when it's not at its worst, it's a bit irritating and itches a bit, but it can be very excruciatingly painful. And also, we are in a society where people are judged by their appearance, and people don't mean to do it. I don't like this idea that we sort of say, oh, well, aren't people bad? It's a visceral response. If you see somebody who has something that is unfamiliar to you, it does make you see and react to them in a different way, even if it's sort of erroneously thinking, oh God, I don't want to go near them because they're obviously not that clean. It's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with hygiene. There's nothing you can do in those regards, and it's certainly not contagious. But I don't blame people for thinking that if they don't know anything about it, because it looks like it might be.
And Dr. Harper, a lot of our audience are blind or partially sighted, and you know, confidence can be an issue there at the best of times. But when you have a skin complaint and you can't see exactly how you look as well, it's another dent to the confidence. Do you have to just learn to recognise triggers that cause it then?
Certainly recognising your triggers is a start, but I actually think on the back of this whole survey, we've got something that we call the You Can, We Did campaign. And to me, that has got two arms to it, really. So this is there's a website with some fabulously kind of inspiring true stories from patients and also lots of top tips. And it's been worked on by people with psoriasis. So these are people who really understand the condition. And I would encourage anybody with the condition who's struggling in any way to take a little look at that. But the kind of the other arm for me is touching on something that Toby talked about earlier, is trying to raise awareness of the condition amongst those who don't have it, so that they are more empathetic, they understand it. And you're so right, Toby, it's all about understanding. And if people understand that this has got nothing to do with anything contagious, this is not a reflection of somebody's personal hygiene, this is a skin condition which can be managed, but it can have flare-ups and it can look quite unsightly. And actually, people's reactions, if they're more empathetic, will go a long way to helping people who suffer to build that self-esteem and that self-confidence.
So, Toby, did you have to, at some point, think to yourself, well, somebody's going to make a comment or somebody's going to stare, and you just have to say, well, I'll just have to put up with that?
Oh, it's just, I remember an ex of mine, I had two bits, one bit on either side of my nose throughout my 20s. I was thinking about it this morning. You say, what's the impact? I think I essentially lost my 20s in a sort of mixture of low achievement and fury, partially because I had this thing that I'd been told there was no cure of, so just sort of thought I would put up with it. And I had these two unshiftable bits on either side of my face. And I was so self-conscious about them. And I remember once we got in the car and I looked in the, you know, the mirror thing above the passenger seat. And I was just looking to see, oh, God, how bad is it today? You know, what are people going to say anything? Are people going to look, how self-conscious am I? And my other half said, oh, yeah, checking yourself out again. And I remember thinking, oh, God, you totally don't understand. It's completely the opposite. Mm. I'm not looking to see how good I look. I'm looking at myself to hope I'm not looking as awful as I feel I look. And that was a sort of everyday thing. And the fact that the person closest to me misread that suggested to me that people really didn't get it. And it meant that I sort of contained it for a long time. And it was only when I got some very good treatment on the NHS from a very good consultant, and I also looked at the mental health aspects of the condition as well, that it made me realise all sorts of things about the condition and all sorts of things about you can't necessarily change how people are, but you shouldn't let that, you know, feed the condition and the way that you're feeling. And actually then I got some treatment for those two bits, which then vanished almost overnight, which is extraordinary to think how big a shadow they'd been. Mm. Did I get used to it? No, it's still the fact that various things happen where it wasn't the fact that people sort of went, oh, I don't like the look of that, even, you know, or moved away sitting next to me on the bus or whatever. It's more when people said things that took away the fact that I was a person. They say something, you know, where you think, gosh, but you must know that that's going to make me feel very, you know, unhappy. But it didn't seem to bother them for no other reason that I looked unsightly to them, and so therefore they didn't really mind saying it. And I thought, it was the sort of removal of one's humanity that I found, but by somebody else, that I found quite affecting, if I'm honest, yeah.
Dr. Dawn, can you actually make it worse by self-medicating then, and trying different things?
Look, I'm a great fan for virtually any condition. You know, by all means, use your pharmacist and so on. But with a condition like psoriasis, you're so much better coming to talk to the likes of me and explaining. And if you can, explain the impact that it's having on you. You know, we need to understand what it is that worries you. I was in an international dermatology conference last year, and we were discussing the fact that the way doctors, and I include specialists in this, you know, this was a big conference of specialists, the way we rate conditions and score people's psoriasis is very different sometimes to the way that the individual does. So you might, as a patient, go to a clinic, and because we've managed to get rid of X percent of the plaques, we might think that we're doing a really good job of treating you. But actually, if the one area that is left is an area on your face that you can't hide and is your kind of showcase, it's what everybody looks at, then you might not be that bothered about what's around your midriff or your buttocks or your thighs or whatever like that. What really, really needs to be sorted is what's on the face. And I think we need to listen to patients, and patients need to tell us what their goals are and what they want to get out of their management.
Could you give us that web address again for more information?
Absolutely. So the website is youcanwedid.co.uk.
Dr. Dawn Harper and Toby Haydock, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for joining us.
And you, thank
thanks
you.
For your time. Thank you.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.